The Jewels of God, from The Night Watches by John Macduff. And they shall be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in that day when I make up my jewels. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. My jewels, or my special treasure. Of what favored creature does Jehovah thus speak? Is it of seraphs? Is it of angels? Methinks at such a title even they would take the dust of abasement, and veiling their faces cry, unclean, unclean. But, marvel of marvels, it is redeemed sinners of the earth, once crude, unshapely stones, lying in the horrible pit and the miry clay, amid the rubbish of corruption, who are thus sought out by divine grace, purchased by divine love, destined through eternity to be set as jewels in the crown of the eternal God. The Lord's portion is His people. There is a surpassing revelation of love here. Great, unspeakably great, is the privilege of the believer to be able to look up to the everlasting Jehovah and say, You are my portion, O Lord. But what is this in comparison with the response of omnipotence to the child of dust? You are mine. Reader, have you learned to lisp your part in this wondrous interchange of covenant love? My beloved is mine, and I am his. What an array of wondrous titles belong to the saints of God, and given to by God himself in his own word. He calls them sons, brethren, princes, friends, heirs, jewels, my portion, mine. And when is the time when they become thus dear to him? Sinner, when you wept at the cross of Jesus and joined yourself in covenant with God, you became his jewel? No. From eternity past, he has loved you with an everlasting love. True, you're not yet set in his crown. You are yet undergoing the process of polishing. Affliction is preparing you. Trial is needed to remove all the roughness and blemishes of nature and make you fit for your master's use. But blessed thought, now it is God who has made us, literally chiseled or polished us, for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Yes, God himself, the possessor, who prized that earthly jewel so much as to give in exchange for it heaven's pearl of great price. He has the polishing in his own hand. He will not deal too rashly or roughly. And where, meanwhile, is the casket in which these jewels are kept until the coronation day arrives, when the crown of his church triumphant, every saint a gem, will be placed on the head of Jesus? It is he, their purchaser, their proprietor, who preserves them. They are kept by the power of God. Our great high priest, the true Aaron, has set them in his breastplate. He bears them on his heart on his every approach to the throne. They are the precious stones set in gold upon the ephod. And though the sins of his people and the schemes of Satan combine in doing what they can do to destroy them, he declares that none shall ever pluck them out of his hand or from his heart. A jewel in Emmanuel's crown, not only raised from the ash heap to be set among princes, but to gem through eternity the forehead that for me was once wreathed with thorns. Shall I, can I murmur at any way my Savior sees fit to polish and prepare me for such an honor as this? Let me sink down on my nightly pillow, overpowered with the thought, and as I hear my covenant God whispering in my ear the astounding ascents, You are mine, I may well reply, I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you alone, O Lord, make me live in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.